Time for Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. And does Simon like humidity or not? Let's find out. Here's Dr. Werpman.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you see, here's what happens. It's humid, so you go to Starbucks, and you sit inside in the air conditioning, and you have a double latte, frappa, blizza, whatever.
Or you go to the Sharon Ambulance Squad's pink breakfast this coming Sunday because it's air conditioned.
Well, there's that, but
that's
there's
true.
But the point of going to Starbucks is exactly how caloric those lattes are.
Well, it's a frappuccino, Jill. Let's be
I'm sorry.
accurate, which contains many more calories than probably a simple latte. But I'm sure anybody who's wandered past a Starbucks, and it's hard not to these days, no matter where you live, notice large advertisements for an afternoon drink. And the afternoon drinks have, the display has mouth-watering pictures of not just drinks like lemonade or iced tea, but something called an ultra caramel frappuccino or a triple mocha frappuccino. And you see, maybe coffee is there, but you also see whipped cream and caramel syrup and or chocolate syrup and all sorts of goodies, probably syrup, sugar, obviously, that's there that you're not seeing. And you know, it might make you actually walk into the Starbucks and have something to drink then. Well, clearly Starbucks is doing this because people who go to Starbucks in the morning for their morning coffee are probably not going to go back in the afternoon unless they're enticed to do so. And what Starbucks is doing is making you feel that if your afternoon is sort of blah and you're tired of working and you're getting distracted, that you can actually, in their words, be happy by going and having one of their afternoon drinks. And it is probably true, although they don't understand why it's true. That is, the people in Starbucks are doing this marketing and developing of the drinks. They probably are assuming that people will go into the shops, have their drink, and because their taste buds are tingling with a wonderful combined taste of whipped cream and caffeine and caramel syrup, they will go back to work and they'll be very, very happy. But the problem is that the reason that people are going to be happy is nothing to do with the taste, although that may last for a few minutes. The reason that they're happy is something that we discovered years and years and years ago, and that is, in the afternoon, usually between 3 and 5 o'clock, many people experience what is called the universal carbohydrate craving time. And it is experienced by two things. First, a change in your mood. Around 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, many people become distracted, bored, they lack motivation to continue what they're doing, they may become irritable if they have a reason to be angry at somebody, like their kids finding each other in the kitchen, they're more likely to scream and yell than they might many hours earlier in the day. They become impatient, and they really feel they need a break. Now they also may become tired. Now, one of the reasons they may feel tired and their energy flagging is because their caffeine levels are lower if they had their first cup of coffee many hours earlier. But the reason that they have these other mood changes, which really can be pervasive and really decrease your work performance or your ability to get along with people for a couple of hours, is because your serotonin levels are dropping. And we know this because we did experiments in which we would have volunteers willingly be treated with a drug or a placebo that increased serotonin. And when their serotonin was increased, they no longer had the need, they no longer felt these mood changes, and by the way, they no longer felt a need to eat carbohydrates. And as we know, all the listeners of our program know very well by now, when you eat carbohydrates, you make more serotonin, your mood gets better, and you will be able to go back, focus on your work, enjoy playing with your kids, just, you know, feel that the day is worth pursuing. Okay, so nobody at Starbucks probably understands this, but basically what they're doing is presenting drinks that will do two things. First of all, many of them are caffeinated, and they will boost your energy by putting more caffeine into your body. But second of all, they contain sugar. They contain basically sugar, probably some other carbohydrates too, but basically sugar. And the problem is they contain too much of everything. The frappuccinos contain 420 calories. contains 59 grams of carbohydrate and 19 grams of fat. Their mocha cappuccino has, frappuccino, has 20 calories less, but still has a whopping amount of carbohydrates, 55 grams. You don't need that much carbohydrate to make your mood better.
No.
You only need about 25 or 30 grams.
But the other thing that's really interesting is, you know, back in the day when people were exercising, you know, when there was more movement, when life wasn't just a chair and a screen, blob.
Right.
Right? Where the afternoon pick-me-up, you'd go out for a coffee or, depending on where you were. And if you do a more European thing, you'd have tea. So that's fine. You don't have to have an entire cake. You could have a small piece of, and then
a little cookie.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong at any level with that. I think, though, that what people don't realize at this juncture is that Frappuccino pick-me-up is a whole cake. It's not a cookie.
Yes, exactly.
There's such a massive disconnect when it comes to what people are doing and putting in their bodies based on what they've been advertised or what they've seen. I forget that. That's a long, long story. But at the very least, let's create a little trigger that goes, wow, of course I need a pick-me-up, but what am I?
You can get it with an iced coffee really get it with iced coffee and a biscotti, for example, or their biscottis are gigantic, with half a biscotti.
Right.
That would be sufficient. Or their iced tea or their lemonade also has the amount of carbohydrates you need without any of the fat. But you're absolutely right, Jill. Why do we go from a perfectly acceptable biological need, your serotonin levels are dropping, your energy levels are dropping, you need a pick-me-up. People have been doing this for centuries. I mean, the English afternoon tea is an example of that, and go into, as you say, something that is so high in calories and so high in fat that it's going to push the scale a little higher after a few weeks of doing this.
To make money?
It's crazy.
I mean,
Starbucks should be more responsible, frankly, than give people the temptation to eat a meal's worth, really a lunch's worth, of calories in an afternoon drink.
I understand, but in fairness, and it's just this goes back to most people know that there is sufficient food grown on this planet to completely eradicate hunger. There shouldn't be a hungry person. But
that's right.
Yeah, but sadly, there's a distribution problem. So I am willing to posit my opinion that these companies absolutely know this, and it's a marketing thing. She said kindly.
Of course.
But that people are going to just need to be just a whole lot better about, in the same way that when you get that call from with that accent that says they're from the IRS and that people are going to have to be better about food scams and calorie scams in the same way that they are or should be about.
That's a brilliant, brilliant description. It is a calorie scam because, again, identifies a real need. It's a biochemical, biological need. Your serotonin really does drop, and women have it more than men, in the late afternoon, and people really do find themselves unable to work at the same level they might have earlier in the day or really in the evening. It's real. But why do you have to deal with it by giving people a remedy that is really going to cause another problem, and that problem is weight gain?
And it's pretty, if people can break that down for themselves, like, by all means, you need that. Sometimes I have a little bit of grapefruit juice, yummy, fresh. But different people need different things to kind of reactivate that. That should be, no pun intended, that should be catered to. But it doesn't have to be. It's like you would no more go and buy an entire Black Forest cake and eat it between, in your coffee break or tea than you would. And so it's just understanding.
And ironically, because you want the remedy fast. I mean, after all, your boss isn't going to wait for an hour and a half before you're willing to go back and continue writing that,
tedious report
that he wanted an hour ago. The problem when you have a lot of fat is that the mood soothing effect of the carbohydrates and even the caffeine are really going to be stuck there in your stomach or in your intestinal tract, because that fat's going to clog it up and take a long, long time to be digested and get into your bloodstream. So you may be home already before you feel the soothing effects of that Frappuccino that you had at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's the other Starbucks. You know, I hope you're listening, because you really should engineer these drinks better.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
Thank you. Bye.
And you can hear Judy Wortman right here on Robin Hood Radio on Thursday mornings at about, I would say, anywhere from 18 to 20 minutes after 8 o'clock.